Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. India rejects remarks made by Bangladesh on developments in West Bengal, asks Dhaka to focus on protecting the rights of its own minorities. Bhagavad Gita and Natya Shastra added to UNESCO's Memory of World Register. Good Friday being observed across the globe today. Hamas rejects Israel's latest ceasefire offer, says it is ready to release all hostages to end the war. And in IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru to take on Punjab Kings at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru this evening. India has rejected the remarks made by Bangladesh officials on the developments in West Bengal. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal termed the remarks as a disguised and disingenuous attempt to correlate with India's concerns over the ongoing persecution of minorities in Bangladesh, where the criminal perpetrators of such acts still roam free. He added that instead of making unwarranted comments and indulging in virtue signalling, Bangladesh would do better to focus on protecting the rights of its own minorities. The Calcutta High Court rejected the plea of NIA investigation into the violence over the protest against Waqf Amendment Act in Murshidabad district.
The division bench of the Calcutta High Court ordered that the central forces would remain deployed in the tension-hit areas of the Murshidabad district, but the court rejected the plea for NIA investigation into the violence over the protest against Waqf Amendment Act in Murshidabad district. Meanwhile, under the vigil of administration, central forces and police, normalcy is returning to the violence-hit areas of Murshidabad district of West Bengal. The officer in charge, OCs of Shruti and Shamshirganj police stations, have been transferred yesterday. Police have arrested another person in the killing of a father-son duo at Jafarabad. Police arrested 274 people till now in connection with the violence-related incidents in the district. Kalyan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
The Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Bharat Muni's Natya Shastra are now inscribed in UNESCO's Memory of the World Register. Responding to a post by Union Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat on social media, Prime Minister Narendra Modi hailed the inclusion as a global recognition of India's timeless wisdom and rich culture. He added that both Gita and Natya Shastra have nurtured civilization and consciousness for centuries, and their insights continue to inspire the world. More from our correspondent.
With this historic feat, India now has 14 inclusions in UNESCO's Memory of the World Register, which is a global initiative that preserves documentary heritage with superlative value. It recognizes important historical texts, manuscripts, and documents that have influenced the societies across generations. The Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Bharat Muni's Natya Shastra joined the list alongside Rigveda, Shantinatha Chaitra, Gilgit Manuscript, among others. The Bhagavad Gita is a sacred dialogue between Lord Krishna and Arjuna, which has been widely regarded for its spiritual and philosophical prominence. On the other hand, the Natya Shastra, which was composed by ancient sage Bharat Muni, is considered to be a foundational text on performing arts like theatre, arts and dance. Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to CEO of Tesla, Elon Musk, and discussed collaboration in the areas of technology and innovation. In a social media post, Mr. Modi informed that he talked about various issues, including the topics that he covered with Mr. Musk during his meeting in Washington, D.C. earlier this year. Mr. Modi also reaffirmed India's commitment in advancing partnerships with the U.S. in the domains of technology and innovation. Wanted gangster Harpreet Singh, alias Happy Pasia, who reportedly plotted 14 terrorist attacks in Punjab, has been detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement in the US. He was also wanted by India's premier anti-terror body, the National Investigation Agency, NIA. Earlier this year, NIA had announced a reward of 5 lakh rupees on Pasia over his alleged involvement in grenade attacks on a house in Chandigarh and police stations in Punjab. Pasia, a close associate of Pakistan-based gangster-turned-terrorist Harvinder Singh Sandhu, alias Rinda, has been involved in several terrorist activities in Punjab. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that the electronic manufacturing has increased 5 times in the last 10 years. Talking to reporters in Manesar, Gurgaon today, Mr. Vaishnav said there is a big jump in electronic manufacturing sector because of the Make in India initiative. He said the electronics export has also increased 6 times in the last 10 years and it has crossed 3,25,000 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnav added, electronics manufacturing today is employing around 25 lakh persons.
दस वर्षों में इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स मैन्युफैक्चरिंग 5 times बढ़ी है और इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स के एक्सपोर्ट 6 times बढ़े हैं. करीब 25 लाख लोग रोजगार में हैं इलेक्ट्रॉनिक सेक्टर में. ओवर अ पीरियड ऑफ टाइम इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स की डिजाइन कैपेबिलिटीज में कई तरह के कॉम्प्लेक्स प्रोडक्ट, टेलीकॉम के नेटवर्क इक्विपमेंट, AI कैमराज, ऑटोमोबाइल इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स से रिलेटेड प्रोडक्ट, मेडिकल इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स से रिलेटेड प्रोडक्ट्स, पावर इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स के प्रोडक्ट्स, सिग्नलिंग एंड सिक्योरिटी सिस्टम्स के प्रोडक्ट, इन सब का डिजाइन मैन्युफैक्चर भारत में होने लगा है.
Former Union Minister and BJP leader Anurag Thakur today slammed the Congress party over the National Herald case. Addressing a press conference on the case in New Delhi, Mr. Thakur said the entire ecosystem of the Congress started to feel sensation after hearing the name of National Herald. He asserted that Congress continues to fail in its attempts to relaunch itself. Mr. Thakur also accused the Congress of being involved in several scams since independence.
नेशनल हेराल्ड का नाम सुनते ही कांग्रेस पार्टी के पूरे इकोसिस्टम में सेंसेशन होने लगते हैं और ऐसे सेंसेशन होने लाजमी भी हैं क्योंकि पकड़े जो गए हैं चोरी करते हुए और आजादी के बाद आज तक अगर आप कांग्रेस का देखेंगे एक नहीं अनेक घोटाले सामने आए.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. In Chhattisgarh, 22 Maoists, including 9 female Naxals, surrendered today in Sukma district. A total reward of 40,50,000 rupees was announced on these Maoists. These Maoists surrendered before the senior officers of police and CRPF. All the Maoists have been given an incentive amount of 50,000 rupees each under the rehabilitation policy of the state government. Apart from this, other facilities will also be provided to them. The result of the Joint Entrance Examination, JEE Main 2025, will be declared tomorrow. The National Testing Agency in a statement said the final answer keys of JEE Main 2025 Session 2 is available for download on the JEE Main website from 2 p.m. today. In a move to reach out to women beneficiaries and other stakeholders, the Bihar government today launched Mahila Samvad campaign, which will continue for the next 2 months. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar inaugurated the campaign cum outreach program from his residence at Patna. A report.
During the Mahila Samvad campaign, government officials will reach out to 2 crore women. A wide publicity campaign will be held with 1,200 programs scheduled per day. The purpose of the campaign is to receive feedback about the women empowerment schemes of the Nitish Kumar-led government executed in the last 2 decades. Programs will be conducted at 70,000 locations across the state. For audio-visual publicity, specially designed mobile vans are being employed. These will inform people about women empowerment initiatives like reservation of women in Panchayati Raj institutions, urban local bodies, reservation in government jobs, economic empowerment of women through self-help groups, entrepreneurship development schemes, and promotion of Jivika groups through livelihood programs. During the campaign, 1,35,000 Jivika groups will also participate in the dialogue. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
World Heritage Day is being celebrated today across the globe. It is also called the International Day for Monuments and Sites. This year, the theme is Heritage Under Threat from Disaster and Conflicts. Our correspondent reports that this day is celebrated every year on the 18th of April to honour and protect cultural and natural heritage. Christians across the globe are observing Good Friday today, one of the most solemn and sacred days in the Christian calendar. Marking the crucifixion of Jesus Christ at Calvary, Good Friday is a day of mourning, reflection, and spiritual devotion. On the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi remembered the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. In a social media post, the Prime Minister wrote that the day inspires us to cherish kindness, compassion, and always be large-hearted. In the Christian-dominated state of Mizoram, Good Friday is being observed in all parts of the state with all solemnity and religious fervor. We have a report.
Marking the significance of Good Friday, religious processions taking the cross were taken out on the roads in various parts of the state to mark the importance of the occasion. Believers in hills walked the procession hand in hand, remembering the ultimate sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. In most churches, Holy Communion, also known as the Lord's Supper, were administered as a symbol of Jesus Christ's body and blood, commemorating his sacrifice on the cross. Gindangke, Akashvani News, Aizawl.
Marking the sacred occasion of Good Friday, thousands of Christians participated in Way of the Cross processions and special prayers held at prominent churches across Puducherry.
Christians across Puducherry came together in large numbers to observe Good Friday, marking the crucifixion of Jesus Christ with solemnity and deep devotion. At the Immaculate Conception Cathedral, Archbishop of the Archdiocese of Puducherry and Kadalur, Reverend Dr. Francis Callist, led the spiritual procession. The procession began from the church and moved through three streets of the city before returning to the church premises. Carrying the cross at the front, priests led the faithful as they walked in prayer and devotion, singing hymns in praise of Jesus. The observance drew participation from devotees of all age groups. Bibinasnath, Akashvani News, Puducherry.
Today is also the Prakash Parv of the ninth Guru, Guru Tegh Bahadur Sahib Ji, born in Amritsar in 1621. He was the youngest son of the sixth Sikh Guru, Sri Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji. Known as a principled and fearless warrior, he was a learned spiritual scholar and a poet. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tribute to Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji in a social media post. Mr. Modi described Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji as one of the greatest spiritual torchbearers of the land. More from our Punjab correspondent.
Shri Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji is known as the premier of humanity and the protector of human rights and freedom.
Tegh Bahadur Simariye Karnao Nidya Vetaye.
Guruji is called Hindi Chadar for his bravery and sacrifice in protecting the religious freedom of Hindus during the reign of Aurangzeb in Hindustan. His life and martyrdom are an example for protecting religious freedom. A large number of devotees are paying obeisance at Sachkhand Shri Harmandir Sahib and the Prakash Sthan of the ninth Guru, Gurdwara Guru Ke Mahal. Gurmat Samagams at the Prakash Sthan are going on and devotees are feeling blessed while listening to the Gurbani Kirtan. With Maninder Monga in Amritsar, Rajesh Bali, Akashvani News, Jalandhar.
Hamas has rejected Israel's latest ceasefire offer, instead proposing for a comprehensive deal to end the war and exchange all hostages for Palestinian prisoners. Israel's proposal included a 45-day truce and the release of 10 hostages. Hamas dismissed it as a partial deal serving Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's political agenda. Hamas said it is prepared to negotiate a comprehensive deal to exchange all hostages for Palestinian prisoners and bring the conflict to an end. U.S. airstrikes on a fuel port in western Yemen yesterday killed at least 38 workers and injured more than 100, Hosiran Al-Masira TV reported. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Punjab Kings at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru this evening. The match is scheduled to start at 7:30 p.m. Last night, Mumbai Indians defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 4 wickets at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India rejects remarks made by Bangladesh on developments in West Bengal, asks Dhaka to focus on protecting the rights of its own minorities. Bhagavad Gita and Natya Shastra added to UNESCO's Memory of the World Register. Good Friday being observed across the globe today. Hamas rejects Israel's latest ceasefire offer, says it is ready to release all hostages to end the war. And in IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru to take on Punjab Kings at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.